Okay, let's move on to 960.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland Public Schools and TriMet for $966,666 to continue the Student Transit Pass project to offer public transportation for high school students at Portland Public Schools.
Commissioner Novick.
I think this is a familiar item, and I don't know if much elaboration is required, but I will ask Alyssa Mahar and Zan Gibbs to come up to answer any questions people may have.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi. So Alyssa Mahar, Executive Director of Finance and Business Operations for PBOT, and
Zan Gibbs, Equity and Inclusion Manager for PBOT.
So as Commissioner Novick said, this is a recurring item. There's general fund one time in the budget this year for the youth pass. It's a three-way partnership. This is an IGA between Portland Public Schools, TriMet, and PBOT to continue the program for one more year. And we do have a handout that you have now before you. And if you have any questions, we're happy to address them.
When do the discussions start about next year?
Good question. We're happy to have the conversation whenever it's the right time.
Yeah. I would very much like the school boards of all of the districts in Portland and TriMet and the council and the county, indeed, to have a plan for how is Portland Public going to start paying for its own transportation, which it gets money from the state for. Alternatively, how are the students in East Portland going to get bus passes, and why the heck is the city responsible for providing them anyway? It should be between TriMet and the school districts, and maybe we could get the governor involved, because it just seems like every year we're going to be the bad guys if we don't continue to fund it, and it's really not our job. I know you know that, so and it's not equitable.
So I, agreed.
I really hope, and budget time is starting almost before we know it. So if we could set up something, maybe with Mayor-elect Wheeler, for September or October, so that we can not spring it on anybody, but just say, we are no longer going to do this because it's not our job and we can't, in good conscience, give it to Portland Public and not to Park Rose and David Douglas and other students. My other concern is how do the student, it's just for the school year. So if a student has to make up credits during the summer, certainly for that, Portland Public ought to be providing them with bus passes. So, and we heard from students in East Portland that they did a study at Parkhurst High School, and a phenomenal number of kids have been late to school because they missed the school bus and they can't afford to get the regular bus. So let's bring all these things and get some resolution to this challenge.
Yeah, that's a lofty and worthy goal. It is crazy that we have to keep having this debate and something of a game of chicken. Over something that to me has become more obvious, that we ought to be having free and ubiquitous access to both transportation and recreation for all the kids in the city. It's a bargain at twice the price. We just have to figure out how to have it funded by the appropriate parties for the long run.
Well, when we first started doing it, it was to help the schools during the recessions and we had more money.
Wasn't it because they stopped being able to use Betsy money to do it?
Yes.
Yes. And it still isn't our responsibility, and it needs to stop.
Yes, yes.
And I'm absolutely going to support this, but it's not right.
We will make sure that the continued conversation happens and the right people get in the room for that, and whoever you feel like need to be involved will definitely circle back with you and make sure we have the right people.
Well, when we first started doing it, the number was predicated on they're going to be adding more buses because of all the students, and they don't. So it actually costs TriMet nothing except for some kids might otherwise buy bus passes. So it's not, they didn't put on any more buses.
Commissioner, actually it appears to me that the mayor's office has wound up gnarled in these discussions more than I have over the past few years. So it is something I'll definitely bring up with Mayor-elect Wheeler to get him thinking about how to negotiate this.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I mentioned the governor is that the TriMet board should be stepping up.
Issue for next session.
Yes.
So, you know, as we develop the package, obviously with his engagement in that as well, you know, come on, state, step up, make this. Actually, it should be regional. It shouldn't just be Portland.
Yeah. And TriMet.
Come on, we have
regional.
A regional transit agency. We got kids that need to get to work and internships and all kinds of things other than school itself. Maybe there'll be more partnerships with community colleges like we have with Jefferson and PCC. Come on, let's get our kids in circulation instead of having them stuck either at home or at school, or worse, having parents driving them to places. So it seems to me it ought to be a regional mandate or a regional birthright for young people to have access to the transit system. And you're right. We're not saying add service. We're just saying let the kids ride the bus for free. It's been a frustrating conversation, to say the least. But I'm glad we've cobbled together a solution, but we shouldn't be satisfied with that.
This is a dangerous thing to note, but it's conceivable the state might have a few billion dollars more to play with next year. So
it is conceivable.
On their list.
They might be able to do the right thing in more ways. Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
I'm Mr. Shedrick. I agree with Commissioner Fritz that this is not a city thing. This should be a state program. I support Kate Brown, Governor Kate Brown. I will go talk to her about it. I don't like the fact that in the future, if there is a declining school budget, students in the public schools will come here and beg for money. I don't like it. Okay, and it makes you look bad if you don't help the kids. This is, you know, going to a public school doesn't mean you can fly around, the surrounding Portland area in a bus. You know, it's good. I agree, too, that I told you I want to be interested in Mount Hood Community College. It's a beautiful campus, and maybe high school students should go right out there and see it, you know, during the school year and plan to go to school there. But you should not pay for it.
Thank you. Okay, let's take action, please, on this. Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you very much. Listen, Zan. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you to Portland's taxpayers, all of them, for subsidizing this, and let's make some changes. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.